An estimated 4.5 million women alive in the United States today have been threatened with a gun held by an intimate partner. Guns in America reporter Alana Wise has interviewed some of those survivors of intimate partner gun violence, as well as experts on the subject, for a project called Shattered: Life After Being Shot. And a warning to listeners, this story contains graphic descriptions of domestic violence that some may find disturbing.
Tamira Hopkins was used to her boyfriend letting his anger get the best of him. He had hit her before and threatened her often, but she never really thought it would escalate beyond that. So that's why on one evening in March 2014, when he threatened to kill her for not being home early in the evening, she didn't think much of it.
He was so upset. He was like, "I'm gonna kill you if you don't come home."
Hopkins went to her grandmother's house after work and hung around for a bit before deciding to go home to try to calm her boyfriend down.
My grandmother relayed the message to me. She told me, "I don't want you to go home. I think he's serious this time," because he would make threats like that all the time, but he never went through with it. So I was like, "Grandma, it's okay. Just let me go home, because I'd rather deal with it in my house for him to come to her house and bring drama to her home, because she's an elderly woman."
When Hopkins arrived home, all the lights were out. Her boyfriend of 5 years was standing in their darkened home holding a butcher knife.
He was like, "Why didn't you come home? I'm tired of you, like, putting me on the back burner, just, you know." And I was like, "Okay, well, you don't want to do this. Let's just talk." And he didn't want to hear that.
Grabbing her by her hair, Hopkins' boyfriend dragged her around their home and into the bedroom. That's where she noticed a gun on the floor.
So I got down on the floor and I covered my face, because he always told me, "You know, if I don't kill you, I'm going to make sure you're unpresentable." You know what I'm saying? So I covered my face and then I woke up. I don't know how long I was out of it. I never heard the gun go off.
When Hopkins came to, a slice of her jaw was dangling from her face and she was covered in blood. She stumbled from the bedroom into the living room to try to find help. There she found her boyfriend lying on the floor, dead from a self-inflicted gunshot.
Well, when the ambulance came, I remember they started asking me questions, but I couldn't talk. So I had to, like, write it down. And I was telling them that he was in the house. He shot me. And I told them, "Please don't let me die." Like, that was my last words to them.
Hopkins was shot 5 times, including in her face, chest, and back. The right side of her face is permanently paralyzed, and she is now deaf in one ear. But she survived, making her one of 900,000 women alive today who have been shot or shot at by an intimate partner. Susan B. Sorensen is an expert on domestic violence and director of the Ortner Center on Violence and Abuse.
Many U.S. homes have firearms in them. They also have domestic violence in them.
According to Sorensen's research, women in the United States are more than twice as likely to be shot and killed by their male partners as they are to be killed in any other way by a stranger. And for those who survive, like Hopkins, there are deeply traumatic psychological effects of having experienced gun violence, including anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder.
This is someone you trusted. This is someone you cared about, at least at one point. And this is a remarkable violation of the basis for any safe or healthy relationship.
Across the country, there have been efforts to strengthen protections for victims of domestic abuse, including limiting known abusers' access to guns. 17 states, including Maryland, Colorado, and Connecticut, have enacted extreme risk protection orders, sometimes called red flag laws. They authorize law enforcement to confiscate firearms from dangerous people. That law wasn't around in 2014 to help Hopkins, but she said the experience has encouraged her to speak out on behalf of other victims.
"Please don't go through what I went through, but I'm a survivor. I lived through it. I'm still struggling with it today, but I'm human and I'm trying to get through it. I'm trying to do better, be better."
Hopkins hopes to become a mentor for other young people suffering through domestic violence. For Guns and America, I'm Alana Wise.